Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
This is The Burt Show.
Doesn't it drive you nuts when somebody parks illegally in a handicapped spot? Well, it does us. So we sent Tommy out to do something about it.
Excuse me. That is a handicapped parking space. You cannot park there. You don't have a pass, sir.
Run in and grab a bagel while we got
no. You don't have a handicapped parking space. You need to move your car now.
If somebody pulls up,
No. Okay.
I'm going to let the air out of his tires.
What happened?
He said somebody pulls up to come in and get him. I'm going to let the air out of his tires.
Did he went into the Starbucks?
Yeah, he went straight in. He said 5 minutes if somebody pulls up, come
Maybe
get
you
me.
Go in the Starbucks with the megaphone following. How funny would that be?
Right now. No, I like Tommy's idea better.
What?
Let the air out of his tires.
No. You hurt his property, but go into Starbucks and let him embarrass everybody in the Starbucks.
There you go.
I mean, embarrass him in front of
there you go.
Starbucks.
Letting the air out of the tires is not damaging property. It's only air.
No,
hey, moron, if he lets the air out of the tire in the parking spot, it'll be there longer than it normally would be. So somebody that comes to park there legitimately.
Yeah, jerk.
Because then he'll help him push it out. Then let the air out of his tires and then call 911 and say there's a guy
microphone.
Parked in a handicapped parking spot.
Can we just
spot?
Go into
turn
Starbucks and embarrass the guy in front of everybody?
Go into Starbucks.
Tommy, let the...
before it comes out.
What?
Well, go in there.
Tommy, let the air out of the tires.
Don't let the air out of the tires.
I'm walking towards the car now.
Tommy! If you let the air out of the tires, and Jeff are totally on your own. I am not sticking up for you in the meeting.
Tommy, don't put the air out of the tires. Just go into Starbucks like Melissa said and let everybody know.
I'm fixing to let him out.
Tommy!
Hold on, I'm fixing to let him out.
I think it's a bad idea.
Idiot. Idiot!
Oh my God.
You idiot! How are they going to get the car out of there now?
Tommy...
If he goes, put him on hold.
I'm doing this and getting the hell out of here.
You're an idiot.
There's another tire.
Him are going into meetings today.
No, because if he goes into Starbucks with the bull, will you put him on hold for a second?
You there?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Moron. Why would you tell him to do that?
Because if he goes into the Starbucks with a bullhorn, he'll just be thrown out by Starbucks management.
Tommy can't think for himself. Anything somebody else tells him to do, he's going to do. And Jeff got
this is his idea.
Now he's stuck. Now the car is stuck in the spot, so somebody that legitimately wants to use it can't because...
And that defeats the whole purpose. That defeats the whole purpose of this whole thing.
He'll help him push it out.
You're an idiot. Hey.
This is The Burt Show.
I'll come totally clean with you and let you know that when we were cutting the commercial with Miss Cleo, we were all a little bit skeptical. She's a psychic. You got the 1-800 line working and all. But I got to tell you this. When Miss Peach called up and she and Cleo talked, she totally turned us around.
Well, hi, y'all.
Oh, Lord mercy.
How are you today?
Oh, honey, you know how I am. I'm great.
Look you there.
I had a great 24 hours to be alive.
You hear me, dear? I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you.
Well, you think they're going to be able to understand us between the accents?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can start talk like me and me'll start talk like you, Miss Beach, huh?
Aye.
You are beautiful. You are just breathtaking, honey.
Let me give you a little background on Miss Peach. She joined us a couple of weeks ago and informed us that her doctors have given her 6 months to live. Yeah. She has non-alcohol-related cirrhosis and lupus. Mm-hmm. I got it, didn't I?
You got it.
I'm
so proud of you, Bob.
And she comes
up. Bring a tear to my eye.
I still can't spell it, but I do know what you have now.
Oh.
And she comes on with us about two or three times a week, and she teaches us more about living, like I told you, through her having, you know, through her dying. I have a very tough time saying that word. She's trying to school me on that.
Yeah.
And we just think she's about the most special person that talks to us every week. And we weren't going to let you go without talking to her.
You're so special, Bert. Thank you.
He, you know what? You're absolutely right, Miss Peach, because he really is.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But you have had, I mean, I will echo that, because when they speak your name, their eyes light up, my
friend. Oh, how sweet
is that?
You
understand me? Their eyes light up. And I agree with you wholeheartedly about, you know, life is every day. Every moment is wonderful. You understand
me? Oh, it's so precious.
Isn't it?
And it is so precious.
And teach the young, we need to teach the young ones that they complicate it more than they need to.
They do.
They go and they seek up the trouble, you know?
Yep.
And all we have to do is keep it simple.
Yeah.
It's not hard to smile. You understand? No matter what go on.
That's
you understand
truth.
Me? Because she, this woman, she's formidable.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I mean, I could go cry on her shoulder. I'll go sit up with this beach.
Could.
I'm out of here.
And she
would, you know what I'm saying? And she has that much love to give. You understand me? And of course, we know that death is something, you know, I mean, again, because we talk about death and we say dying, and we were just saying to somebody that, it's always okay. Bert was saying earlier how ironic, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, things will go on this way and then, and that, you know, and you have this suffering over here, and it's like, but you know what, that's still a joy.
Okay, I agree with you 100%,
you know,
sweetie.
That's
I really
what's
do.
Getting lost.
Did okay, you, my birth date is 12/9/54.
Do you have a therapist or somebody that is a female?
There is a young lady that lives with me.
Gotcha.
That helps take care of me.
Okay, I'm looking at her. And you're really trying to work on her spirit, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm trying to give her the knowledge.
Yeah, because she is, and she's trying.
Yes,
yeah,
she
and
is.
You know how stubborn she is. My goodness. Lord
Not
Jesus.
As stubborn as I am, I suspect.
Exactly, and that's why you are winning. You understand me? That's why you are winning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see her here, and she really is struggling. She's going to be fine. You understand me? And you are doing a marvelous thing. And it's interesting enough, there is another woman that you miss. Because I tell you the other thing, is Miss Peach is not concerned when she gets there because she's waiting. It looks like a friend, a very dear friend that has already passed over.
Yes.
And she's, I see her here, the Queen of Swords.
Yes.
She's passed over. And Lord mercy, you know when you go, you get to go hang out with her.
Yes.
You understand me?
True.
And she does. She's looking forward to it.
I'm going to looking forward to it.
She is looking forward to it. So I know Miss Peach, but you're not going nowhere right now.
I'm ready for next time.
Yeah, see, you're like me, baby. You understand? They could say 10 minutes from now. All right, I'm out of here.
I got 24 hours. That's all I got.
Yeah, you know, and every moment, we got 1 minute. You understand me? We have, because Miss Peach and I understand, because we have illnesses that we face, that we have to cherish life. Wake up singing.
I get up early enough every morning to see the sunrise.
You're up, Miss Peach. You need to come hang out with me, honey. I do the same thing at home. I'm up at 5 a.m. I'm outside with my cigar. You understand me? With my dogs that looking at the sunrise saying, you know what? Nobody can tell me there's not a God. Lord mercy, Dad. You are just precious. And no
Thank
wonder
you.
They love you so much. You brought a lightness to my heart. You understand
Oh, bless
me?
You.
So I will take my blessings and I will take it up from you and say thank you so much.
I love y'all.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you on Monday.
We love you too.
Bye now. Hey, Miss Cleo, you are awesome. Not just from like a psychic standpoint, but you really, I think, I can say this for these guys too.
Absolutely.
You have been an inspiration to be around for the last couple of days.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
You all have been, let me just take a few moments and say you all have been delightful. To the city of Atlanta, you all have been so embracing and so loving. I just can't stand it, Ms. Cho. Look at this. People are so nice.
Yeah.
And I mean, people are just, and for all of you that called, I'm just fine. I'm fine. Life is what it is, and we have to celebrate it every step of the moment. Never be afraid to cry, but don't get stuck in the crying. You understand? Release yourself. And tomorrow morning, when you wake up, remember, ooh, me got up. That's not a given, people.
Good point.
That's not a given. So when you wake up and you go and you tell the people that you love them. Joan Armatrading, who is a phenomenal singer and songwriter that has a song called Shapes and Sizes, and it talks about obituary columns are filled with love.
Mm.
You understand me? Don't wait that long. Every day. You understand? Somebody that you haven't talked to, go and tell them. Somebody that you're mad at over some stupid little thing, leave it go. How important is it in the big picture? Go tell that person today, right now, all of you listening to me, how much you love them. When was the last time you talked to your mother? When was the last time you talked to your daddy? When was the last time you talked to those people that while you were growing up, you made them want to pull out their hair? You call them and you tell them, you know what? Thank you. I don't take you for granted. I appreciate you and I love you. And that's all I call to say. And you hang up that phone and I guarantee you from that point first, that day on, that person will have such an outstanding day. And if we all did that for the ones that we love, nobody be walking around shooting up people on freeway and wanting to get mad on airplane that. But we've forgotten how to love. We're too busy moving. We have to slow down, my dears. Slow it down, because we don't have to move that fast. We really don't.
That's Miss Cleo. Thank you so much for joining us. You are the best. You are, I mean, this wasn't radio for the last couple of days. This was a joy.
All right, the next time you're in town, we'll see you again.
Yeah, I'm going to come up here and wreak some havoc.
All right.
This is The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know when you're wrapping up a long day and that what's for dinner panic hits? Well, when you've got convenient everyday protein from Omaha Steaks waiting at home, that panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during Omaha Steaks Spring Savings Event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All delivered right to your door. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. With over 100 years of unrivaled quality and variety, Omaha Steaks understands what you need to get dinner done. Plus, every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win, so get the world's best everyday protein during their spring savings event. Go to OmahaSteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
I know women want to believe they can do things just as well as guys in every aspect of life. The truth is, it's not the case. I am all for women's rights, but there are some things that guys can just frankly do better than women.
Hey, Tracy.
And one is what? Sound effect noise with your mouth.
Do a machine gun noise.
Yeah, you see.
No.
Jeff, do a machine gun noise.
That sounds like a deck of shuffling cards. One more time, Tracy. All right, I'm going to shoot your cards with my machine gun. Go ahead.
You're way better than she is. Do it again, Jeff. How do you do that? What a gift.
Thank you very much. You tried.
See, guys can do that.
They
women
sound
can.
Exactly alike.
Yeah. That's just some things women can't do. Like,
let me, I can do here. Throw me a sound effect. I can do any sound effect.
Okay. How about, now you go first. You do, Tracy, Tracy the intern.
Hello.
A pistol shot. You see?
All right.
Jeff? You see?
All you get, it's in the throat. Try it again.
All right. Now you try cannon shot this time.
Use your diaphragm like this.
All right, try a fire truck, Tracy.
That one's from the back of the throat, like this.
You see, you're gonna hurt yourself, though, man.
You see how easy this is? My eye always makes one of my eyes go bloodshot when I do that.
Tracy, try a car peeling out. No, it's not bad, Jeff. Okay, all right.
It's The Bert Show.
Michael Clark Duncan, he's been in The Green Mile, he was in Apocalypse Now, he was in that movie with Bruce Willis and Chandler from Friends that I can't remember the name of, and he was also in Planet of the Apes, and he joined us on The Bert Show. Michael Clark Duncan.
Yes.
Hey, how are you, man? How are you?
I am all right, man. It's a little bit... it's a little bit early for me, but I am fine.
It is. You know what we were just talking about is, are you a single guy or are you married?
I'm single.
You're a single guy. Yeah. All right.
when you go out on a first date,
yes,
isn't it automatically assumed that you're going to pay?
Always.
Always.
And you know what? I always do anyway.
Yeah, it just seems that's not even a first date, like the first five.
But, Michael, do you appreciate it when a woman at least offers?
Even if a woman just offers, that lets me know that she is not selfish.
Right. Yeah, okay. That makes
and
sense.
Even if she offers, I'm still not going to let her pay, but it's just a thought that she's thinking about this.
Michael Clark Duncan is talking to us. He was in Armageddon. He was the star of The Green Mile along with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And, of course, is in Planet of the Apes. And you know how big this guy is. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
What part of L.A. are you living in? Are you right in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, with all the stars?
Around that way.
Are you? He's not that down there.
You know I'd like to live at, you know, what's that area there in Atlanta?
Buckhead.
Yes, I was there for the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and they had a party up, actually up there in Buckhead, and the houses there are simply beautiful.
They're amazing, yeah, aren't yeah. they?
They are really gorgeous up there in that Buckhead area.
Well, we don't get invited to the parties at those houses.
Right.
Because you guys probably live up there, so...
No, we valet at those parties.
when you say Buckhead to us, we're thinking of like the deck of the $3 cafe by yeah. $4 pitcher of beers during 2-for-1 happy hour.
And then splitting the bill.
Yeah. You're talking about the other side of Buckhead, and where if we wander over there, there's like some sort of sensor that goes off and they immediately sweep us out.
Well, if they mess with you guys, give me a call.
Hey, Michael, it wasn't that long ago that you were a bodyguard for a lot of big stars in Hollywood, huh?
Yes. I was bodyguard for Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, LL Cool J, Jamie Foxx. I think I did a little bit of everything here in Hollywood before I got my...
You must have some great stories.
Star. Oh, I bet you have great stories of protecting those guys.
Oh, yeah. They're some of my best friends now because they were really nice back then to me, and I always treated them. I treated them professionally.
Plus, I'm sure
problems out of them, but you can get into some little conflicts, not with them, but the people that want to, you know, get over jealous with them, like or try to touch them or something.
Sure.
Plus, I'm sure they're all very close friends of yours because you probably have some good blackmail memories that you're holding on to.
Well, that keeps the money coming in, too.
now, who could be the bodyguard for a guy your size?
I know.
You know what? That's a good point because I don't have one yet.
I wouldn't think. I mean, who's going to take that job?
You know what? It's because I know what entails to be a bodyguard, and I wouldn't want to put anybody through that.
I wouldn't
want to put anybody constantly following me around. And doing this and doing that.
Holding an umbrella for you like Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
Especially if you never go out of your house because that would get kind of boring for the guy.
Yeah, well, you know, he'd be making some easy money off me.
He'll wake up in the morning, hey, Michael, you want to go somewhere today? Come on!
That's all right, I'm all right.
You talked
to... downstairs in the limo, I'll call you.
You talked to, what's his name, Texas Ranger? What's that?
Chuck Norris?
Yeah, Chuck Norris. You talk to people like that who are just, you know, someone who's been in the martial arts for years. And
right.
People are constantly trying to mess with him because, they, you know, they want to see if they can kick his ass, you know, because he's like this.
And you know what? That is the stupidest thing because then they wind up really hurt.
Sure they do.
Do people do that to you?
Because you don't, oh, yeah, all the time. But you know what you do? Yeah, I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh and I let it go because in the long run, that's what they want you to do. And in the long run, that's what a lawyer or something, their lawyer or something, will want you to get into some type of confrontation. And you're going to wind up paying. So most of the time, I just walk away.
Michael just says, quiet, little man.
Yeah, I am sometimes. I get riled up, but most of the time, I'm quiet.
When's the last time you got into a fist fight?
Oh, man. Sixth grade.
Is that right?
Sixth grade.
Is that right?
I've worked at several clubs, but... every time a guy wanted a confrontation, I would talk him down.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it wasn't that serious for us to go there. Even if a guy took a swing at me, I'd just grab him and say, come on, man, you don't want to do this.
I'm envisioning the way that you talk to the average man would be similar to you talking to the mouse in Green Mile. You pick him up like in that. The palm of your hand.
Very soft.
Yeah, you so pat him a little.
And that way you keep their energy down.
If you
go over there and you're getting aggressive, then you're going to make them more.
Sure you are.
I'm just like I am in Planet of the Apes. I'm kind of, you know, the even keel. Now, yep. Did you guys see it?
I haven't seen it yet. A couple of people in here have, but it's getting mixed reviews, I'd say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think there's a perfect movie out there yet.
Nah.
But as long as you guys are entertained by it, that's all I can ask.
Well, the reviews are not about the primates. I mean, all the reviews for the apes are great. So,
what are the reviews about?
Probably the storyline, the alternative ending. Right.
Well, you can't help but compare it to the original.
Right.
And there are going to be some people that say you can never remake a classic like that. And there are others that are going to be saying, you know what? It's something new. It's a better version, or it's not a better version. Right. At least they're open-minded to it.
Michael, how long did it take for you to get that makeup on? Because the makeup is outstanding, and it really, I mean, the primates in the film are really great. They really truly are.
Anywhere from 3.5 to 3 hours a day.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
No, it was something that you knew was part of the movie.
Right.
So they told you, hey, this is, you're going to play an ape, so you're going to go through this process. And actually, we had a test run to see how long, and the test run took like 4.5 hours.
Jeez.
And they said, well, on the day when we start filming, it'll get, you know, shorter and shorter. And the first day, it was pretty good. It was like 3 hours and 45 minutes. Then we got it down to 3:30. Then finally, we got it down to 3 hours.
Wow.
First of all, I want you to introduce you to our favorite listener. This is Miss Peach.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good morning.
Bart, turn him up. I can't hardly hear him.
You're just taking it easy like me.
I can't turn him up any more than that.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you, Michael, that a couple years ago when you were up for the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor...
Yes.
That I think you really got cheated because I saw both the movies, The Green Mile and The Cedar House Rules, and I think you outdid Michael Caine like 1,000 times.
Oh, man, you know what
and,
that
And I just love so you. Good. I have thank got the biggest much. Crush on you.
thank
I
you
just
so
love
much.
You.
It really does a lot for me because Michael Caine, as you guys know, is a very talented actor, but to hear somebody say that... That really just makes me feel good.
Oh, come on. Michael Caine's been in every movie ever made in Hollywood. He was in my wedding video, for crying out loud.
I made it out. I mean, he just got cheated, sugar.
Oh, thank you, Miss Peach. I appreciate that.
And I tell you what, anytime you want to come to Georgia, you are more than welcome.
Thank you very much.
I am an old Georgia girl from way back.
Yeah, Miss Peach.
Thanks, Miss Peach.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Love you.
Hey, I know you gotta go, so we'll just say, hey, continued success with Planet of the Apes, man.
Thank you guys so much, and I love Atlanta.
And we love you.
Tell everybody go see Planet of the Apes, because it's a really good movie.
We love you.
Love you too, guys.
Only if you promise to come hang out with us when you come to Atlanta.
I promise. I got your address and everything right here.
All right.
See you
now. Here, Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
When you've got Omaha Steaks convenient everyday protein waiting at home, that what's-for-dinner panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during the Omaha Steaks Spring Savings Event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
For the life of me, I can't figure out why guys keep doing this. We call it second date update. Odin goes on a great date with...
Wendy.
Wendy? That's her name, Odin?
Yeah, Aunt Wendy.
Okay, he really does it upright, takes her to the sundial. And has just a really great time with her. You spend how many hours with her?
It was like 4 or 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours with her. It was a fantastic date, and there's absolutely no reason why there should not have been a follow-up date, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So Odin called us up, wanted to call her and find out exactly why she hasn't returned his phone calls.
Right.
Because it seems so right. So we're trying to get Wendy on the phone right now. Hi, Wendy?
Yeah, no.
No, yes.
But you got our house.
Who is this?
This is Simone.
Hey, Simone. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Where's Wendy?
She's here. She just doesn't really want to get on the phone.
Oh.
No, she's a sore sport.
So you're going to be the spokesperson?
I will be the liaison today.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Simone.
She's from Mississippi. She ain't used to highfalutin radio technology.
Yeah, where are you from? Because I hear an accent there also.
I'm from New York.
New York and Mississippi living together in the same house?
I'm breaking her in.
I bet.
It's like a sitcom.
So did she hear what was going on? Or?
Yeah, she knows. I mean, she just doesn't really feel like publicly exposing this boy.
But the New York girl ain't got a problem.
Right.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Simone, you just said publicly exposing this boy.
Well, I mean, she feels like maybe he should have laid off after the first call. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know. She's kind of fed up with him calling all the time.
Well, he thinks that the date went great. Right, Odin?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I only called 3 times.
And, yeah, and he thinks it's great. And 3 doesn't seem like too much of a number.
Odin.
Yeah. That sounds all right. Odin, do you know Simone?
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah.
We've talked a couple times.
Okay. So you guys, so Simone, what happened? I mean, everything sounds fine. Why won't Wendy go out with him again?
Well, not that I'm one to start, like, national radio rumors.
Well, you won't have to worry about that. We're just in Atlanta, barely.
We have, like, 6 listeners.
Well, I haven't met Odin, so I shouldn't say it, but Wendy kind of feels like he's gay. And that he's sort of putting up this huge facade by continuing to call her.
These never end well. These never end well.
Oh, and she kind of feels like he's putting on this huge facade by, like, continuing to call her. When like, he pretty much outed it himself from what I heard on the date.
What did she tell you that he said or did that made her think that maybe he was gay?
Well, first of all, and I know this being from New York City, he was continuously talking about going to the Backstreet Club. And there's nobody that I know that wants to be, like, even near there, unless for some, like, big soiree with their gay friends.
Mm-hmm. There are plenty of straight people that dance there.
Yeah.
There are plenty of straight people that go there.
Are there?
Uh-huh.
I haven't been there that often.
All right. What else?
Continued to talk about it and about how funny the drag queens were there. And then when they went over to his house, which is in Midtown, which, I mean, it's not like Chelsea, but whatever. And then he's got 2 guy roommates still. And this is the clincher for me, that he has 2 French poodles.
He's not.
I mean, that did it for me right there. I was like, honey, you best be backing off of that. And then, I don't know. I guess all the people at their office thinks he's gay already, and that was kind of why she went out with him. Was like, no, he's not. I'm gonna go out. I'll see. And I guess at the end of the date, he didn't even try to kiss her or like even make really a physical advance.
Wait a minute, Odin just said. Odin, didn't you say that you guys did a little smoochy smoochy?
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little. Good.
But it was like
I didn't want to be obnoxious. You know, I'm not going to be a dude.
Well, you guys had a great date. You're allowed to be obnoxious after that.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought next week, you know.
So he's not guilty of being gay at all. I mean, just because he has poodles, lives in Midtown, and goes to Backstreet doesn't make him gay.
Right, but the rumors were already there, and a lot of people had said that he maybe was, and she kind of just solidified it in her mind after the date that he is.
Odin.
If you found a place for $400 in Midtown, you know, and it's with 2 guys, what's the big deal? You know, it doesn't mean I'm gay.
Odin, are those your French poodles or somebody else's?
No, they're Andy's.
Oh, so they're not
Andy's
yours.
Gay. No.
Okay, so they're not yours.
Yeah.
No.
You got a cheap place to live, which is great. We all like that. And now, what about
Backstreet? It's a cheap place to live. It's in Midtown. And it's, you know, I got a couple of poodles. Not a big deal.
Well, let's talk about Backstreet a little. Do you just like to go there? A lot of straight people hang out at Backstreet.
Yeah. I mean...
It's not like you're a flight attendant or something where it's a sure thing.
You did not just say that.
Yeah, sometimes we go out to Backstreet. It's not a big deal.
So you're not gay?
No, I'm not gay.
You're not bisexual?
I might be bisexual. No, I'm not bisexual.
Okay, you're making a joke. You're making a funny gay joke.
See? No.
Now, has this ever happened to you before, Odin, where other people mistake you for being gay?
Not really, no. I mean, what, I'm gay because I'm friendly or whatever? I mean,
are you effeminate, kind of? I mean, has anybody ever said that, told you that you were effeminate?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I'm not a big athlete.
Well, something somewhere along the lines is turning her off because she's thinking you're gay.
Yeah, I mean,
eesh.
This is ridiculous.
Maybe you just need a more masculine woman.
Yeah.
I was just joking.
All right. Well, Simone, we asked for total honesty, and you certainly gave that to us.
I like talking to the roommate better than I like talking to the girl.
She's willing to give it up big time.
Yeah.
All right, Simone, at this point, we're going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you're sure, now you're not kidding. This is really what she said?
This is exactly what she told me. She's been talking about it all week every time he calls. She's like, why is he calling again to send over the poodles to come get me?
All right, Simone, see ya.
All right, bye.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.